Okay, the next book is called The Children Act by Ian McEwan. It's quite a slim book, so we all should be able to read it.
She says, looking at me, did she kick me under the table then?
Did I? So it's very slim, but Ian McEwan is a brilliant choice for book groups because any of his books, I think, make brilliant discussions. And when I did one, which was on Chesil Beach, it was one of our largest gatherings because it was a nice slim volume again and there was just so much depth to it. And I think you'll find that with this one as well, I hope. So the book is about a High Court judge called Fiona Hayes. And she, on an ongoing basis, has to deal with all sorts of moral and ethical dilemmas. And she's respected for her clear and fair judgment. But when we meet her at the start of the book, she's sitting on a very difficult case and her home life is also proving rather difficult. It's less than happy. She doesn't have any children of her own. But as we meet her, her husband of 30 years announces that he's about to embark on an affair. So with that backdrop, she's about to pronounce on a very complicated family case. And it becomes so difficult that it unsettles her more than anything that has done in the past. And perhaps we'll find out why and what the outcome of that is when we read it.
Excuse me, I don't think I've read any Ian McEwan, so this is a new venture for me as well, which is brilliant. So, The Children Act by Ian McEwan. And you can get it from your library, you can buy it, you can borrow it, download it as I do as well, but whichever. We'll meet again and talk a bit more. And it'd be lovely to have your input. If you just fancy ping me a little text or drop me a line, as Margaret did, just to say yay or nay, whether you liked it or didn't like it. We'll talk about it again in, it's the first Tuesday, second Tuesday, isn't it? Second mm-hmm. Tuesday of every month. So the month's disappearing past, aren't they?
They are, yes.
It's scary,
the year's
isn't
going
it?
By, isn't it?
So we will be into April next time you're up here.
Yes, I think it's here. The 12th even.
Is it? Second, yeah. Well done. So 12th of April, so second Tuesday of the month. You've got an event, a book event coming up?
Yes, it's organised with Browsers Bookshop and Woodbridge School Hall, and it's the historian Kate Williams, who's also a TV presenter, and I was quite astonished. She's written dozens of books. She's written various biographies, but she's coming to talk to us about her novels. It's she's embarked on a trilogy, and the latest one is set in the 1920s. It's part two of this trilogy. It's called The Edge of the Fall, and so she's going to be giving us a talk, insight into the 1920s, her research for this particular book. And it's on the 31st of March, so it's the end of the month at 7:30 at Woodbridge School Hall.
Tickets left?
There are tickets.
What's the number to ring?
Browsers Bookshop, 01394 388 890.
Brilliant. You love doing what you do.
I don't know.
She loves her books. And you can organise author events and get to meet the people you
That's
like
right.
as well.
Inspiring women.
And you're writing about Suffolk in Suffolk Mag. So who do you know who's in what, who you write about this time around? Can you remember?
Well, no, I don't know who the next one is because I work several months ahead. So so I've got one in a couple of months, which is an artist called Dee Nickerson.
Who is your latest inspiring woman?
She
yeah?
is, yeah. She paints the most beautiful pictures and she lives a very simple lifestyle. She lives in a caravan on the corner of a farmyard. And she loves beautiful things, but she restricts herself because she's got a very small amount of space. So she lives very simply and very modestly. And she appreciates her environment and she's just wonderful, I think. Very inspiring.
Yeah, not going to let her life get complicated.
That's
which
right.
We all
yeah.
seem to do. I shall look forward to seeing that. Catherine, thank you for coming in, as always.
Pleasure.
Catherine Lana with us.